Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Cebuing Ace Hardware. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased some of the newest technologies available that can be used in a variety of situations. The sheriff bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model has a different function and can be used in various situations. There is a large drone that is capable of being used in almost all weather conditions. A medium-sized model can be operated longer to cover a large area. And a smaller drone is used for locating a missing person to help with a crash reconstruction and more. These drones have a handheld screen that receives a signal of what the drone sees as it is going over an area. There is another smaller drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in an officer. That drone's operator wears goggles to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drones is $30,000, which also included the cost of training officers to use them and getting the officer certified as a drone operator. The cost of the drones, training, and certification was covered by a millage levy for the Sheriff's Department's operations. President Donald Trump yesterday accused half a dozen lawmakers of sedition or punishable by death after the lawmakers, all veterans of the Armed Services and Intelligence Community, called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. The 90-second video was first posted early Tuesday on social media by Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. In it, the six lawmakers, Slotkin, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Representatives Jason Crow, Chris DeLugio, Maggie Goodlander, and Chrissy Houlihan, speak directly to U.S. service members whom Slotkin acknowledges are under enormous stress and pressure right now. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution, Slotkin wrote in the X post. And a man accused of setting a woman on fire on a Chicago train this week has been federally charged with committing a terrorist act, authorities said. Lawrence Reed, 50, was identified as the subject in the November 17th attack on a Chicago Transit Authority train in the city's Loop District, according to a federal criminal complaint. He was arrested November 18th and federally charged on November 19th with committing a terrorist act or other violence against a mass transportation system. The victim, an unidentified 26-year-old woman, remained in critical condition as of November 19th. The Chicago Police Department said in an update she sustained severe burns to her face and body, and the criminal complaint said. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, emergency crews in Rhode Island worked overnight to contain a hazardous ammonia leak at a local food processing plant, which resulted in 13 people being hospitalized, including two in critical condition. Occupational safety officials have launched an investigation to determine the cause of the leak and to prevent similar incidents, while the facility remains closed for ventilation and structural assessment. The affected community is awaiting updates as authorities monitor the cleanup. And in our international news, France's top general, Fabien Mandan, has publicly warned that Russia is preparing for a potential wider confrontation with Europe within the next 5 years. Speaking to local officials, he called for European armed forces to strengthen resilience and readiness, noting the need for a comprehensive defense posture in an increasingly unstable continental security environment. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware.